really happy to have, I'm sorry, dear, not you. Certainly good to see each one of you today. As a representative of the pastoral team, I want you to know how welcome you are. For this is what we long for, to see the people of God come and worship the Lord. Now this morning, I'm going to spend a little time with Jesus. Define the scripture in Matthew, the 24th chapter. And we're going to be talking about a lot of that chapter today. But beginning with the first verse, we see that Jesus has just left the temple. Now, we have a lovely church, but next to the temple, it would look like a garage.
但是我们有一个很漂亮的教堂, 但是如果把它放在这个圣殿旁边, 就看上去就像一个车库一样。
The temple was beautiful.
因为这个圣殿真的是非常美。
Took 40 years to build it.
他们花了40年的时间来建这个圣殿。
Now that's quite a house, quite a building.
想想40年啊,
Gold all over.
有很多地方是贴金的。
Strong, strong, built very strong.
非常坚固的一个建筑。
And as Jesus left there, the disciples were, they were just enraptured with it.
那所以在耶稣刚走出圣殿那会儿,那门徒都还在看这个圣殿,很赞赏。
Look at these buildings, Jesus. They're just, oh.
然后他们就跟他说,你看这个圣殿真是太富丽堂皇。
Then Jesus said something that they didn't expect.
但是这个时候耶稣的回答很出人意料。
They expected him to agree with them.
他们当然心里想的耶稣肯定也会赞叹不已。
They expected Jesus to say how beautiful the temple was.
他们想耶稣肯定也会说这个为我覆盖的这个殿真的是非常好。
And he said, you know, look at it, because there's going to be a time when not one stone will be together. They'll be all broken down.
可是耶稣说什么呢? 他说你们不是看见这殿吗?
Not one stone left on another.
我实在告诉你们,将来这里没有一块石头留在石头上,
it will be destroyed.
就是说没有任何两块石头是落在一起的,会完完全全的被拆毁。
They're walking along, and they finally got to the Mount of Olives.
然后他们继续走到了橄榄山。
And what Jesus had said had disturbed them, I'm sure.
那我想耶稣刚才说的话肯定让他们心里很...
Not only disturbed them, but they felt like, Lord, you've missed it this time.
很疑惑, 而且不仅如此, 他们会觉得, 会觉得说, 耶稣为什么会说这种话呢?
How could this glorious temple built so strong one day be nothing but heap of rocks?
他们心里有那种不相信说 这么雄伟庞大的一个殿宇 怎么可能会被拆成那样子呢?
So when they got up to the Mount of Olives,
所以当他们在橄榄山上的时候,
some of the disciples together said to him, Lord, tell us when these things shall be.
然后就有门徒暗暗地来说,
they probably could not imagine when it could be, but they're asking him now some specifics.
那他们用自己想, 真的是想象不出来, 怎么可能? 但是所以就想去问耶稣一些细节。
And then they said, what shall be the sign of thy coming?
然后接着就问说, 你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢?
And of the earth, end of the earth.
就讲到说世界,不光是耶稣降临,还讲到世界的末了。
Now, when I think of these questions,
我们来想想他们问的这些问题,
I do not know how they thought of these questions.
我不知道他们当时想的,问的时候有没有真的是仔细想过的。
Because he had not really stressed that he was going to be gone and come again. It was after this he talked about coming again.
因为当时耶稣并没有在这之前跟他们强调过说他会离开然后再回来是在这段故事发生之后耶稣才开始讲说他要离开再回来
And who had ever mentioned that there was going to be an end of this world?
而且好像之前也没有提过关于世界末了的事情
Most of those things were in the pagans' religions
通常在那个时候是那些异教徒才会讲说有这个毁灭有这个世界末日
So how come they ask him these questions at this time?
所以他们怎么突然在这个时候来问这种问题呢?
You see, this is what prophecy begins.
因为这就是预言的开始。
God gives us thoughts that we don't even realize.
有的时候一些我们的一些想法是神放在我们里面的，我们都不知道，没有意识。
It was now time for Jesus to talk seriously to them about these very things.
因为这个时候就是耶稣要开始认真地给他们讲关于自己的降临和世界末了的时候。
So that even though we can understand the first one, the other two to me was that what the Holy Spirit had put in their mind.
所以对我来说，我觉得这他们问的这些问题，实际上不是出于他们自己，而是圣灵感动他们，让他们来问的。
I'm not a prophet. I'm not even a very good preacher.
我不是先知，我甚至都不是一个很好的讲员。
But during my ministry, there have been times when I have said things in my preaching that I didn't even know myself.
那但是在我这个讲到的这么多年讲到过程中，是有一些时候我说的话，我自己都不知道是怎么来的。
I would go back and begin to think about that. I never thought about that before, I would say.
那有的时候我自己会回想我说的话，我会发现说我根本就是我从来没有想到过这件事情。
You see, we underestimate the blessed Holy Spirit.
你知道，我们很多时候低估了这个荣耀的圣灵。
Because we are in the enlightening age.
因为我们是在这个启蒙时代。
There's no spirit world.
这个很多这个人文的主义的东西把这个属灵的事情抹杀掉了。
You've got to be able to put it in a test tube, see it, and prove it, and write it.
然后大家就习惯说要用一种科学的方法，用把它把什么事情都能够用科学实践来证明的才能接受。
You see, I've had missionaries that said when they've gone overseas into some of those places where the people haven't become so educated, they know more about the spirit world than what we do.
那我也听过一些宣教士，他们到那些比较偏远的地方，就是没有受这个所谓科学文化开化的地方，那些人对这个属灵世界的了解比我们更多。So
the blessed Holy Spirit is still working in our lives, in our world, in our thinking, trying to bring us to the Father.
所以圣灵在我们当中，在我们生活的这个世界中依然在工作，让帮助我们从
And now Jesus was going to sit down and talk turkey to them.
所以现在耶稣在到了橄榄山上，就要跟他们谈这些事情了。
That's American saying. That means he's going to talk business.
他就要很严肃认真地谈一些事情了。
He's going to take everything. He's going to really bring it out to them.
他要把这些重要的事情拿出来讲给他们听。
So they began with the thought, when will the temple be destroyed?
所以这个时候圣灵提醒。 让这些门徒来问说这个圣殿什么时候会被毁。
And so we see the temple was going to be destroyed just a few years.
我们现在回头再看，我们就发现实际上他们说这话离圣殿被毁其实没有多长时间，也就几十年而已。
Probably just 40 years ahead.
大概就40年左右。
And he went on to tell them.
然后这个耶稣就回答了。
That you have to understand that there's going to be a time when they're going to take you and they're going to hate you and they're going to persecute you and they're going to kill you and they're going to turn against you.
这个耶稣就提到说，那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
And so he's telling them the climate at the time when the destruction of the temple and thereafter under the Caesars.
那就是他实际上在告诉他们，在圣殿被毁那个情况下，周围的大环境是什么样的，就是在罗马帝国凯撒皇帝的时候。So
we see, tells them in the 9th and 10th and 11th verses, this is what's going to happen at the time.
这耶稣就是在从第九节到第十一节这个地方讲到说，在那个时候你们身上会发生什么样的事情。Now
there are many churches today, big line churches, old churches, that believe that what Jesus is talking about is the fact that during AD 70, this is going, all that we're in this chapter is going to happen then.
那当然有很多很多教会现在认为，就是说耶稣刚才在九到十节所说的这些话，已经在公元后70年左右已经发生了，就圣殿就是那个时候被毁的。
But you see, that isn't when it happened.
但是并不是这样的。
There was no desecration of the temple during the 70 when they were destroyed in the 70s.
因为在公元70年圣殿被毁的时候，他们并没有亵渎那个地方。
He only stood there with his banner. Titus only stood with his banner.
那个罗马皇帝只是在那个地方竖起了他的旗子而已。
So there he's trying to tell them, this is what's going to happen then.
那耶稣跟他们跟这些门徒讲说到时候要发生的这些事情。
And now the next question they want to know is when are you coming?
那当然他们要问的问题还有就是说你什么时候再来。
Now, you have to understand that even before he died, they didn't think he was going to die.
那你们要明白说门徒问虽然这样问但是他们心里并不相信说耶稣会死。
Peter said, oh no, Lord.
因为当耶稣这么说的时候彼得还说不你不能这么说。
They could not get it in their mind.
他们就是从心里不能够接受。
And yet here they're asking, when are you coming back?
但是他们反而现在问这个问题说你什么时候再来。
And we see then he begins a great discourse telling them what's going to happen before I come back.
那这个时候耶稣就讲这个跟他们讲的是一些让人很难受的事情就是讲到说他回来之前会有什么样的。
Now the word of God tells us that he will not do anything that he does not show us.
那圣经告诉我们神所做的事情他都展示给我们看。
Long before Jesus.
在耶稣来到世上之前很久。
There were prophets.
就有先知。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel.
以赛亚以西结。
Right around the time when they were going to be defeated and taken into Babylon.
就在这个那个时候的以色列人要被亡国然后被带到巴比伦之前。
And God gave these men the prophecies about that particular time that they were going to be defeated.
那个时候神给了这些先知一些预言这个预言是提到这个以色列要亡国他们要被掳的事实。
Actually, they weren't really prophecies to that day.
因为但是这个预言其实不仅仅是对当时的。
Because they were preaching.
因为
they were teaching.
因为这些先知他们在教导他们的百姓他们在提醒他们的百姓。
They were showing object lessons Ezekiel was to them.
就像以西结那样他是用一些实物的这个例子来。
Trying to warn them that you're going to be defeated and taken into Babylon.
来警告那时候的以色列百姓说他们是要 会被打败他们是要被掳到巴比伦去的。
But at the same time.
但是这个与此同时
The Holy Spirit began to talk and tell these prophets of another time when there's going to be a destruction and a terrible tribulation.
圣灵也启示这些先知，让他们也提到了另外一个这种大的灾难的时候，这个大的这个变动的时候。
And they always usually preface it with in the day of the Lord.
那这些预言通常它开头就会说当主的日子的时候。
In the end time.
在末世的时候。
So as you read these prophecies, and as you study, you begin to see, oh, that happened when they went to Babylon, but this is what's going to happen.
所以当你在读那些先知书的时候你就能够看到说它有些是讲的事情是关于他们当时的情况要被掳到巴比伦的情况也有一些是讲的到末世到最后要发生的事情。
So Jesus started telling them.
所以这个时候耶稣就开始跟他们讲。
Now he knew what he was talking about.
那当然他知道他所说的是什么。
He was in on the plan of God.
他是跟神一起。
And it was now time to tell his people.
那现在时机到了他要告诉他的百姓。
The first thing he said,There's going to be deception.
他第一个要说的就是有一些假先知要迷惑人。
For they shall come in my name, calling themselves Christ, but they're going to deceive many.
将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
Paul talked about this time.
那保罗也提到那些假教师。
The Thessalonians, he had told them about the time.That there's going to be a rapture before a terrible time the earth has never had like so.
那在帖塞罗尼迦前书里面，他也提到了说，在这个这些可怕的事情发生之前，会有一个这个被提。
But there rose up among them men that said, "Look at the temptation! Look at the terrible persecution we're going through! Why the rapture's already happened, and here we are left."
那有些人就会说，你看我们现在面临的这个社会这么糟糕，那是不是这些悲切事情已经发生了，我们现在被留下来了？
Paul said, don't let them bother you.
那个时候的人就开始这么说了，那保罗就跟他们说不是这样的。
When this rapture comes, when we're going to be taken up, something has to happen.
那保罗说不是这样的，说当这个被提发生的时候是有一定的前提条件的。
He said there's going to be a great falling away, and then there's going to be a man who's going to set himself up as a ruler.
那个时候就会世界上非常的混乱，然后这个时候就会有一个人出来。
And eventually, a god.
成为一个世界的领袖，最后他要自称为神。
I look about me today. I read a lot. I study a lot. I watch a lot.
我读很多东西，然后看很多新闻，然后我也学习，然后看我周围的事情。
The Pope and the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church for the first time in 1,000 years have gotten together.
这个教皇和东正教的这个领袖，他们在1000年以来第一次在古巴，他们俩见面了。
And they've written a large letter of the things that they agree with.
然后他们还一起有一个宣言，就是把他们所赞同的东西都写下来。
And now for the first time, there is a unity there.
就是在这么长时间以来，第一次他们好像中间有了一个合一，一个统一。
The Pope got all the leaders, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the Hindus. I think there may have been a couple others, or at least those five. They got together and they united in their hearts that there's only one God.
那这个教皇甚至还召集了一些穆斯林的领袖，一些佛教的领袖，他们在一起聚在一起，好像有一个会议，最后说他们拜的是同一个神，同一个上帝。
The Pope's representative, one of the men that he has, had a meeting with the evangelicals.
那这个教皇他还派了他的一个代表跟这些。
And told him it's time now that we forget the things that happened in the past and we join together.
福音派的基督教领袖跟他们一起见面，说我们好像要尽释前嫌，我们也是要一起同心协力。
It sounds good, doesn't it?
听上去好像是个挺不错的事儿嘛。
Unity always sounds good.
因为合一总是很好的，对不对
？But behind the unity is a prophecy.
但是在这个合一的背后有一个预言。
And that prophecy said that there was going to raise up what we call a false prophet.
那因为这个预言告诉我们，他们将会有一位假先知出来。
He and the Antichrist were working together.
这个假先知和敌基督要一起。
Now, who is the false prophet?
那谁是这个假先知
呢？ The head of the one world religion.
就是这个世界统一宗教的领袖。
And this is what we're heading for now.
那这个看上去就是我们现在这个世界要走的路。
Then we have the falling away of marriage.
然后我们也看到这个婚姻的瓦解。
Today it doesn't matter what sex you are.
现在已经不在乎你到底是男是女了。
Doesn't matter whether you believe that you want to be a woman today and a man tomorrow.
你也可以今天是女人，明天打算就变成男人了。
You know they're teaching this to the children in school.
甚至他们在学校里就这样教小孩子。
Lord, if they had taught that when I was growing up, I wanted to be a boy.
现在就跟小孩子讲说，你长什么样不要紧，你想当男孩还是女孩？
Boy, I played marbles. I played games. I rode my bicycle. I take the eyes out of the little dolls to see what made them work.
如果我那个时候他们就这么教的话，我就该说我想当男孩了，因为我也到处跑来跑去的。
And if they had taught me that when I was young, I'd probably be a boy today.
那所以那个时候教了我，你们现在看见我可能就是一个男生了。
I say that it sounds funny, but you know it's real.
我这么说起来好像是很好笑，但这个是
已经在我们周围发生的。You know how many little girls would like to be like their brother,
how many little boys would like to be more like their mother? 有很多女孩子就想说我想当男生。
And there's a falling away from the church. Many of our churches are saying, "Oh yes, okay, you can marry whoever you want to."
因为在教会里也开始受这个风气影响，也开始接受这个所谓同性婚姻。
They've taken away the sanction of marriage.
把这个婚姻的神圣性拿掉了。
And so they're preaching what we call, we're having churches, evangelical churches, that want to be more sinner useful. Now, you know what that means? They take out the pulpit. They take out the cross. They take out all the furnishings. They take out the pews. They put in. They don't want it to look like a church anymore.
那有很多这个福音派的教会，他也是这个教堂里面有那些标志都拿开了，这个位子也拿开了，讲台也拿开了，为了就是不让它看上去像一个有这个宗教的地方。
They want it to be useful. People will come.
想要变成所谓多功能的，然后大家都愿意来，就是来使用这个地方。
I had a friend of mine that went to one.
那我有一个朋友就到了这样一个教会。
Oh, they say they were telling me they just drink the coffee while the preaching's going on.
就是他们在那儿讲，上面在讲道，下面在喝咖啡。They
become very casual.
就是很自然、很随便的样子。Well,
that's not the terrible thing. They're taking away the blood of Christ.
这些都不要紧，拿走这个座位也好，拿走讲台也好。但是如果把
They're not talking about hell anymore.
拿开，因为他太刺激别人。They're
talking about doing what you feel is right.
他们更多的是讲说你觉得好就去做。If
you live a good life, you're going to make it to heaven.
如果你能够好好做人的话，你就可以到天堂去。The
Pope said that if an atheist lives a good life, they'll be saved.
那这个甚至教皇都说，如果一个无神论者是个好人的话，他也可以进天堂。他就把这个神的耶稣的这个宝贵的圣名拿开了。
And this isn't just it's coming all over. It's becoming very fashionable.
这个不是个例，这个现在已经变得是很流行的一个趋势。We're
coming to a day when right is wrong.
我们现在是非黑白不分。And
wrong is right.
不知道什么是对的。
So you see, this is where, and Paul said before Jesus comes, there's going to be a great falling away from the faith.
那所以保罗就说，在耶稣来以前，这个人的心要冷淡了。
And more people are turning away from Jesus.
然后大家都离开了耶稣。
They're saying you can't say the word Jesus here.
然后很多地方都禁止说提到耶稣的名字。
You know, if you're probably not keeping up with the news, or you would hear a lot of this.
如果你不没有跟着紧盯着这些新闻看的话，你可能不知道。但是你如果你注意的话，你就会发现这个。
They don't care how many calls God. You can call God. Everybody can call God.
他们不在乎叫谁称谁为神，谁都可以被称为神。
Because now we're all serving the same God.
因为反正现在大家都这个拜的是同一个神。
But don't mention the name. Jesus.
你可以说神，但是你不能说耶稣。
The great falling away.
这个就是大家都离弃真道。But
he went on to say, don't let that deceive you.
但是耶稣说你们不要上当。And
then he began to talk about something else. He said, you're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars.
然后他就接着说，大家都，然后就要听到战争和战争的风，消息。
I guess if you listen to the news, you'll know there's wars and rumors of wars.
那你如果你关注新闻的话，你就知道这个世界上有很多地方就是局势不稳，要打仗。And
so we're not getting all the real news through our Fox and some of the others.
并不是所有的新闻渠道都能都会把所有的这个世界上所有的新闻都全面的。
In these wars that are happening now,
在这个世界上有一些地方在打仗,
the Christians in many places are almost gone.
那很多地方那些基督徒就要遭到严重的迫害。
And we've come to a place where nation is rising up against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
然后就要看到民攻打民，国攻打国。
Now I want you to know that if you're watching anything about the Mideast, you're beginning to see that has pretty well come about.
那如果你看，就是除了中东地区以外，很多时候周围也是这样的情形。We're
noticing now that Assyria, or Saudi Arabia, has now said we'll come into Syria too now with 320,000 troops.
那沙特阿拉伯已经宣布，他们要派大概32万的。 军力到叙利亚去。
In the Middle East right now, you have 15 armies.
在中东地区现在有15个不同地方的军队。
You have the armies of the different countries.
来自不同的国家。
And then you have the many terrorist armies.
当然还有很多这些恐怖武装。
Now you say, that's just another war. I'm afraid it's another third world war. But anyway, it's just another war, you say.
你可能说这反正打仗没完没了，一个完了又有一个。
But why is it in the Middle East?
但是为什么总是在中东地方呢？
Why is the Middle East exploded?
为什么中东现在这个局势已经越来越紧张了呢？
Because the word of God said it will explode.
因为圣经告诉我们那个地方一定最后要。
The word of God said that Israel will become a cup of trembling to the rest of the world.
一个大的征战，那个时候以色列要成为一个。
Today Israel has no one behind them.
一个焦点的核心，因为今天。
The UN saying they're not a country.
因为今天联合国开始不承认以色列是一个国家，没有人支持他们。
Europe said now change what your things on your food to the Palestinians in those certain areas.
那欧洲也要求以色列这个跟巴勒斯坦和解。
America has turned against them. Our administration.
连美国这个政府也开始。
That's what he said because he's building up something in the Middle East.
因为圣经这样告诉我们，这个中东地方这个地方会越来越紧张。
I know it's hard for you to understand.
虽然我们不太明白到底是怎么回事。
Because you have to have a clear understanding who God is.
因为我们需要明白清楚的认识神到底是一位什么样的神。
He said one time, incidentally, I raise up leaders and I put them down.
因为神自己说过，我立君王，我也废除他们。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
That means, my friends, that he is in charge.
意思就是说，我们周围发生的这一切事情都有神在掌权。
This isn't just happening. This has been planned by the God of the universe.
这些事情不是随随便便发生的。
He's trying to warn us. He's trying to tell us. He told
掌控的，他是在提醒我们，他是在告诉我们。
He told one of his.One of his godly men, Aspen, he told him that there's going to be a battle.
他对一个敬虔的人说过，说将会有一场征战。
He told him in the 83rd Psalm.
在八十诗篇八十三篇。
And there he listed the people of that day.
那个时候呢，在诗篇八十三篇里面提到当时的一些民族和人。
Now through the years.Those names have changed.
那当然，在这么多年过去了，这些当时的那些民族的名字现在已经有所改变。
So as you study, you go back and you look and you say, who was this one? And you follow them up to their names today.
所以当你学习诗篇那个时候，那些古时候的人名地名的时候，你要把它追寻到现在，他们是到底是现在叫什么样的名字。
Now Psalms 83 said.And it named every nation that is connected to Israel.
那这个诗篇八十三篇里面提到的那些民族和国家都是跟以色列有关系的。
And he said they're going to say, "Let's get rid of Israel. Let's take it and off of the face of the earth."
他们说来吧，我们将他们歼灭，使他们不再成国，使以色列的名不再被人纪念。
What are they saying today?
今天他们是怎么说的呢？
They tried in 67.
在一九六七年
Then they tried in 67, and then in the 70s.
1949年、67年，然后在70年代，他们
And each time they lost.
阿拉伯国家都有起来联合攻击
以色列，但是每一次都失败
了。But now they have
Now they have modern equipment given to them from Russia, the United States, from Iran, from all these other places.
但是他们现在有一些高科技的武器，从俄国卖给他们的，伊朗卖给他们，甚至也有美国卖给他们。
He said there's going to be a war
变强
between them.
这个圣经告诉我们，这些民族和国家和以色列之间要有征战，要有战争。
And if you follow the Middle East, you see that's already sort of.In the mix.
如果你看见现在中东的局势的话，你就会发现这个已经在开始酝酿了。
And then we see that Ezekiel come up in his day.
那在以西结，在那个以西结的时代。
And we see that even Isaiah and Jeremiah, they had some prophecies about what was going to happen.
耶利米的时代，他们都有预言将来要发生的一些事情。
But God gave Ezekiel the most picturesque. Picture. of a war.
但是以西结书里面记载了一个非常清楚的画面，这个战争的景象。
And he gave the names of those that are going to come in.
而且还给了那些将要来打仗的这些民族和国家的名字。
And as scholars have traced those names, one of them is Russia.
那这个学者们在这个学研究的过程中就发，其中一个名字就指向了俄国。
One is Iran.
还有一个是伊朗。
One are those states that used to belong to the Soviet Union, those stands, they're all pretty much, Islamic.
还有那些从前苏联分裂出来的那些小的国家，很多是也是伊斯兰为主的。
Eastern Europe was Germany.
还有在东欧也有俄国德国。
Turkey.
土耳其。
Sudan.
苏丹。
Libya.
还有利比亚。
Of course, we see Iran in the mix.
当然，这个伊朗也在其中。
This is what this man wrote 100 years ago.
以西结书是在公元是在大概2500年之前写的。
And what do we see today?
写的这些国家将要攻打以色列。
Did you ever think you see Russia in the Middle East?
你看到那个俄国出现在中东地方了吗
？Russia, Iran.Syria, they're all together.
俄国、伊朗还有叙利亚，他们已经结成一股力量。
We see that that now the Germans are getting into it.
我们看到现在德国也开始参与其中。
Turkey, of course, wants to be the head of it.
那当然，土耳其甚至想要在里面领头。
All of these states are getting together.
这些国家
just getting together.
慢慢的聚在一起了。
And what did they say?In the Word of God, it says, "Let us go for a plunder. Let us go to get what they have."
那这个神的话语告诉我们，他们在一起商议说，我们要来掳掠他们，我们要来。
What does this little country have?
这个以色列到底有什么呢？这么小一个国家。
Israel is as big as New Jersey.
就跟新泽西州一样大。
Some of you that live in New Jersey knows it's not a great big state.
你们要住在新泽西的话，就知道它是一个很小的州。
Israel,
以色列就这么大而已。
And all these great countries around them.
然后它周围的国家一个比一个比它大。
Now what does Israel have that they would want?
那到底以色列有什么值得让他们这么贪心的要拿到的呢
？All these many many years, Israel never struck anything.They had never oil. They had never had gas. Nothing these things in those years.
以色列从来没有一个很自然的丰富资源，不像周围的国家有石油或者有天然气，他们都没有。
And lo and behold, they struck gas.
然后，但是已经很多年都这样，但是后来发现了天然气的资源。
And now, just this year, they have struck oil in the Golan Heights.
今年在戈兰高地，他们又发现了
石油。And they think it's going to be one of the tremendous.
而且他们预测那个地方有很大的存储量。
You know what the world wants? Oil.
你知道这个世界，这个现在全世界争抢的资源是什么？就是石油。
I was lying in bed listening, and someone said Israel has found some precious metals that isn't found anywhere else on the face of the earth.
我后来又听到一个消息说，以色列现在发现了一种稀有金属，在全世界只有以色列才有的地。
And I said to myself, "Oh no, Lord, you didn't do that."
我心想说，主啊，你对他们做了什么
？What do the countries want?
所以这些国家想要的是什么
？They want oil more than anything.
想要石油，要天然气。
If it's precious metals.They want those too.
如果是稀有金属，那他们也会想要。
This is what we're facing.
这就是我们所面临的这个世界。
When he talks about there will be wars,
所以当耶稣说要有打仗和打仗的风声。
So as we see the war clouds gathering, the men just sitting up as God has said they're setting up.
你可以看到这个人。
He said, "That's what's going to show you about my coming."
就是当耶稣跟他的门徒讲这些事的时候，在我们在看到我们周围发生的这些事情的时候，我们就知道耶稣说这就是他要来之前的预兆。
So there should be famines.
说要有饥荒。
We have those across. Actually, I wonder if California is not going to go into a famine.
我不知道，像加州现在有很大的
问题。And when California can't raise the vegetables and the fruits that they have, and they're not doing it.We're going to feel it in the whole United States.
因为加州是这个美国农业出产最大的一个州，有很多的蔬菜水果是从加州来的。
Diseases, malaria has broken out again, and they can't. I guess they can't seem to stop it.
然后现在就 也有很多的这些病毒的传染疾病的这个传播
diseases here and there that they're having. And then it says an earthquakes.
讲到饥荒还有地震
but Jesus put something after that. He said in diverse places.
在不同的多处有很多地方
That means different places. Let me tell you, there was 101 significant earthquakes in 2015, 101, from 3 up until 8.
有里氏三级以上的地震在世界各处有100多起 ,101 起。
I looked it up for this year, 16, we're a month and a half into it, and there have been 25 quakes, 13 of them very significant quakes.
那今年才不到两个月的时候就已经有25次起地震其中有13起是这种所谓比较大型的
But not in places that you might think they would be.
但是他们发生地方都不是一些就是大家常就是多震发生的地区
and I've read and I've what the different scientists and the different whatever you call it, cybernetic scientists or whatever, they're beginning to say they're coming all over and at a greater power.
那这个科学家也说这个好像这个出现的地方 变得很随机而且震级也越来越强。
Right now there are 37 volcanoes that are erupting.
那现在有大概37个火山 是在这个活动期的火山就是这个岩浆在不断的喷出。
And he said all of these are just the beginning of something.
那耶稣说这是只是灾难的起头。
And so we see now that he's telling them that this is the kind of thing that is coming when I'm coming, these are going to come.
耶稣告诉我们说这当这些有这些兆头的时候我们就知道耶稣要来了。
And some of you are saying, ah, Sister Swartz.
有些人
They've had those all of history.
有史以来一直都是这样的。
They've had wars, and they've had pestilence, and they've had earthquakes.
总是有战争总是有饥荒总是有地震的。
And you're right.
说的是没错
But you know what's happening today?
但是你知道今天有什么不同
They're all coming together.
他们都集中在一起了
And they're coming strong.
而且是越来越强
Right now, I want to tell you, the scientists are stumped.
现在这些科学家已经没有办法解释了
We are having holes opening 20 feet wide, 40 feet deep.Where a highway just collapsed.
有的时候出现那个叫什么呀？就是它好像突然塌下地陷这种事情，就在高速上一下子就陷下去。
One of 50.
一个大洞。
All over the world, we're having cave-ins. The earth is opening, and holes are coming. They don't know where it's coming.
就好像这个是很随机的，然后在世界各地都在发生的事情，就好像这个地球已经开始往下开始陷了。
The scientists don't know where all the birds, why the birds are dying by thousands, laying on the ground by thousands.
然后也有些很这个难以解释的这些这个鸟群就成千上万的鸟就死掉了。
They try to get an idea of why the fish are dying.
还有这个海里的鱼也是都在死去。
Then they found large herds of deer that had died.
也有人也找到这个一大群的鹿就是莫名其妙的都死掉了
Is it climate change?
有人说是这个环境的改变
Is it the magnetism of the earth is changing?
对气候的改变或者是这个地球磁场的改变
Is the sun with the sputes that they spewed out is it reaching us more than it did before?
还是太阳黑子的活动比从前更严重
They're grasping at all of these things to answer these things
他们试图用各种这个办法来解释这些现象。
But we're living in a strange world.
但是我们真的是现在生活在一个
很 A world like we've never lived in before.
陌生的一个环境下是从前的人没有经历过的。
And I'm not even going to talk about the economy.
我当然经济问题咱们就不说了。
With the little bit of money I have, I shouldn't even talk about it.
我本来也没多少钱可能所以这个讲这个题目我也不够资格。
But children, something terrible.
但是孩子们你们要知道这些有
灾难 China failed, Japan has gone to negative interest, Europe, the banks are going to negative interest, some of them are failing, and this time it's the banks that are failing.
日本不景气已经很多很多年，那欧洲现在经济也不好，这个银行系统整个都。
And from the cry of these things happening, there's a cry, we want a cashless society.
然后不仅如此，然后现在有一个新起的这个风潮，就是说我们要一个这个不带现金的一个社会。
And there's never been a time when the world has felt like we need to get together. We need to have a one world government.
而且这个全世界好像都有一种这个冲动，我们需要一个合一，需要一个全世界统一的一个政府。
We need to fix these problems.
我们有很多很多的问题，我们想要一起面对。
That's what Jesus said was going to come.
这也就是耶稣说将要发生的事情。
There was going to come a time when the world, pretty much of it,is going to come together.
就是这个全世界的人要聚在一起。他们想要成立一个这个联合政府。
He describes it. He said, now, when it first comes, he's going to be a pretty nice guy, this Antichrist.
那这个耶稣甚至讲到这个敌基督，他刚开始出现的时候是一个很有魅力的一个领袖。
He's going to be a smooth talker.
然后很能说。
He's going to, you're going to think he's the smartest thing since onions?
你会觉得他真的是很精明一个领袖。
You see, it's coming slowly, but if you have the Holy Spirit guiding, you begin to see these things converging together.
在圣灵的启示之下，你可以看到这些一切的这个局势，这个动向都朝着这个方向在发展了。
And this is what Jesus said.
这也是耶稣所说的。
We're living in an age now.Did you realize, even back in 1999, I didn't get any closer, and I'm sure it's much more now, but 53,000 children were lost in 1999.
那在1999年，就是就有53,000多个小孩失踪。
And that is just, probably today there's far more.
那当然现在就会更多了，那都已经是十几年前的事儿了。
And,When those that they caught, those that they talked to,
那他们后来那些被找着的
，those that they tried to get their background,
被找着的这些孩子，然后他们来调查的时候
75% to 88% said that they were addicted to pornography.
那这个75%和到88%的这些失踪的儿童都说他们是受这个色情。
And what they wanted to do was just act it out.
的引诱，然后呢，他们后来为什么是就是因为他们想要。
Pornography is a terrible thing today.
看到以后就想去学着做。
It used to be not, but women are just as bad as men, they say.
那个色情的现在这个引诱是非常的厉害，而且不仅是男人，女人也是一样。
Marriages lose their romance.
因为这个婚姻已经失去了好像他的这个那个魅力。
That looks like it's a little more interesting.
然后这个，所以这些色情的这些来源机构也好，网站也好，就让你觉得更受吸引力。
He said, "Iniquity would abound. When I come back, iniquity would abound." Oh, my brothers, look at every side of us. Iniquity, sinfulness.
我们看看我们的周围有多少的这个罪恶在发生。
This couple, they were on the internet and they found this moving company.
那有一对夫妇，他们在网上找了一个搬家公司。
They tried to see if it, but it had good ratings.
然后这个评价也挺好的。
So the people came and fixed out their stuff and packed it up nicely.
所以这些，然后他们就请了这个搬家公司把他们的东西都装好了，然后这个要在一个地方汇合。
They never got their furniture back again.
然后就再也没找到，没有见到这个搬家公司的人。
They never showed up.
把他们的东西都拿走了。
They prey on the old. They do all kinds of things.
就是这些公司就是专门这个骗这些老年人。
Truth is something that seems to be very foreign.
这个有些
why? Because iniquity is abounding.
因为我们周围的这些罪是那么的盛行，以至于真理都变得很
When would we have ever had a presidential candidate?That would curse in front of the people.
我们什么时候见过一个这个总统候选人就在人的面前这个咒诅
？Why Nixon? When they found out that he had a little spill in his private home, they were very upset about that back in my day.
在我们那个时候的这个尼克松的这些事件就已经是非常让人这个受不了了。
But it doesn't matter today.
现在好像都不是什么大不了的事。
Because iniquity abounds.
因为我们周围有太多这样的罪恶。
On one of our state capitals, there was a satanic worship service.
那我们，那我还甚至看到，就是在有一个在我们的州政府有一个地方，他们有一个这个。
It was horrible.
一个很可怕的一个仪式，就是是拜撒旦的。
They were inhaling Lucifer, the bright one.
他们甚至在说要在。拜这个路西佛这个说他是个明亮的。
And it looked like down in the group, the way they were dressed and some were naked, and it was just a terrible scene.
然后你看到这些人穿的那些奇怪的衣服，有些人甚至是裸体的，真的是很可怕的一个景象。
You know, war used to be sort of not quite so messy, is it today?
从前这个打仗也好像也没有现在这么。
We would shoot bullets and we would send bombs.
我们从前就是开枪嘛，发炮弹。
But today they cut off.Heads.
现在他们怎么样？砍头。
They burn them alive.
把人活活的烧死。
See, the heart of man is becoming desperately wicked.
人的心真的是越来越堕落。
That's alright. You they know what wicked is. And we see now as the, you know, we it talks about Revelations.About four horsemen.
在启示录里讲到四个这个骑马的人。
The first one is the horseman that's going to bring deception.
第一个就是带来迷惑的。
The second one, if I get them in order, I don't know, is going to bring war.
第二个是带来战争。
The third, famine and pestilence.
第四个是这个饥荒和瘟疫。
And the fourth one is going to be death.
第四个就是死亡。
I think the first one has to be loosened.
那第一个就是。
And the second one.I'd be on this one.
第一个已经在我们当中了，第二个可能就已经要来了。你今天说，你可能会说，觉得我今天讲的信息好像很不好听。
I fought to tell this to give you this message.
我是经过挣扎的。
For two or three days, I have really been attacked.
我之前的两三天，我有受到很多
攻击。Every time I would write something down, there would come this thing. You know that's not true.
有的时候，每次我写下一些东西，我心里就有一些想法说，说这个可能是错的。
But I would say, but I know it's true.
这个可能是愚蠢的，但是我知道说这是真实的。
You see, Satan battles us. He don't want you to know.
因为魔鬼要跟我们
争战。He doesn't want you to know that you are living in the last generation.
他不想让我们知道我们是已经活在末期了。
How do you know that?
你可能会说你到底是怎么确定？你怎么确定你知道是这个是真的？我是凭信心，因为耶稣是这样说的。
In that 32nd chapter verse, he said, "Now learn this parable of the fig tree."
那在第三十二节的时候，他提到
"This is an illustration."
从无瓜果树学的比方。
This is a story. And he said, "When the branches become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is coming."
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
And he said, "And likewise, when you see these things coming." You'll know that it's near, even at the door.
这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Now he's talking about this generation that sees these things coming.
他提到是那个世代的人看到的这些景象。
And then he said this, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say this to you.
他说我实在告诉你们
，This generation shall not pass away till all of these things are fulfilled.Until heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away.
这时代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
What he said,
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。他什么意思呢
？You may not know the day.
你可能不知道具体日子是什么。
And we don't know the hour.
我们也不知道是什么时候。
But we can know the season.
但是我们可以知道这个季节。
Because we see these things converging together and coming together.
我们看到这些事情都朝着一个方向去了。
And he said that generation.Will see my coming.
就是说这看到这些景象，看到这些在发生的事情的人，也会看到，同样会看到耶稣的再来。
As we see all these things converging,
当我们看到我们周围的这个世界局势的这样的发生的时候
，we see that it's going to come to pass.
我们知道耶稣会要再来。
I have to be faithful to you.
我必须对你们尽忠。
God has pressed it on my heart.
神把这个放在我的心里。
I really didn't want to preach this sermon.
我并不是自己想要讲这个题目，但是神一再的
And I want to warn you that don't get right with Jesus.
所以我在这里就想要提醒大家。
You that scoff and you that say it doesn't happen, won't happen.
你可能不信，你可能觉得不会马上发生。
When it does happen,
可是当它真的发生的时候
，There's going to be a one-world government.
将会有一个统一世界的政府。
There's going to be an antichrist.
将会有一个敌基督出来。
That's going to make himself God.
他会自称为神。
There's going to be an antichrist.
然后会有一个假先知。
And that priest is going to say.That you can't buy or sell unless you worship the Antichrist.
就会有一个
新的 His mark.
规矩，你必须要有这个敌基督的印记，你才能够做买卖。
And let me tell you, once you get his mark, there's no hope for you.
那我就要告诉你，如果你受了这个印记的话，
There's hope during the tribulation.
你就没有办法回头了。
There's going to be 144,000 preachers across this world.
当在这个大灾难当中，你还有希望。
There's going to be
144,000
prophets in Jerusalem crying out, "Still come!"
将会有先知在耶路撒冷传悔改的信心。
But once you take the mark of the beast, you've sealed your eternal destiny.
但是如果你接受了那个印记的话，你就已经把自己的这个结局确定了。
Please, please don't take that mark.
所以我今天也想提醒大家
If you miss the rapture, if we go through this, don't take the mark.
如果我们经历到这些的话，请你不要接受那个印记。
We have to stand fast.
我们必须站稳。
We have to hold on to our faith because the delusions are going to be great.
我们必须要坚定我们的信心，因为迷惑是很大的。
You're going to see tremendous miracles. The word of God tells us.
你会看到很多的神迹。甚至医治，但是不要动摇。
Heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ,
因为只有一条路能让我们到天堂去，就是耶稣基督。
I love you all.
我很爱你们。
That's why I preach like this.
这也是我为什么要跟你们讲这篇道理。
Sometimes I think how hard it'll be if some of you miss it.
有的时候我在想说，如果我们当中有一些人错过的话，该是多么可怕的事情。
Just because you want to do your own thing.
就是因为你想要你自己的。
You don't want to believe.
你不想信。
You don't want to trust.
你不想信任，也不想信靠。
But I'm praying that God will lead your heart.
但是我祷告说神会帮助你。
I've been praying for a gift for some of you, particularly. Yes, I want to pray for a gift for some of you.
我想为你们当中很多人的一些恩赐来祈祷。
And that's the gift of conviction.
就是这个恩赐，就是你一个确据。
I'm praying that God will bring you face to face with yourself.
我求神能让你看见你自己什么样子
Allow you to see yourselves.
让你看到你自己的真实境况
And bring you in.
然后把你带到他的旁边
I know there's many here that love the Lord that will go in the tribulation, but I'm praying for all of you.
我们当中可能有些已经是很爱神的人也要经历一些灾难
Shall we bow our heads?
我们一起来祷告
Heavenly Father.
天父
Today we give our people to you.
我们今天把你的百姓放在你的手里。
We don't know how to persuade.
我们不知道该怎么劝服他们。
We don't know how to make it real.
我不知道怎么样才能让把这个事情。
Only the precious Holy Spirit can do that.
讲到他们心里，只有圣灵能做这样的工作。
And I'm so aware of that.
我深知。
I give you my people, Lord.
把你的百姓放在你的面前。
I ask you to send the gift of conviction to any of them.
求你在他们心里有一个确定
truly know you.
让那些不是真正认识你的人能够真正认识你
They're lovely people, they're wonderful people, we love them, Lord
我们爱他们他们是可爱的人
But we want you to get them ready
但是我想让你来预备他们
In Jesus' name
祷告奉耶稣的名求
Amen,
Amen.